With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. A tweet from Montana's Republican Senator Steve Daines, supporting President Trump's racist tweet about four members of Congress, has gone viral. As controversy over the president's Sunday tweet was heating up on Monday afternoon, Senator Steve Daines, who's up for re-election in 2020, tweeted, quote, "Montanans are sick and tired of listening to anti-American, anti-Semite, radical Democrats trash our country and our ideals. This is America. We're the greatest country in the world. I stand with real Donald Trump," unquote. The post referenced a tweet from the president calling for four freshman Democratic House members to, quote, "go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came," end quote. Trump's series of tweets incorrectly states the women of color all came from other countries, three were born in the United States, and all four are American citizens. Within 2 hours, Daines' post garnered more than 4,000 likes and nearly 8,000 comments. Merriam-Webster would call those metrics, when the number of comments, mostly negative, vastly outweigh likes and support, quote, "getting ratioed." Many comments, including some from Montanans, called Daines racist. Helena Mayer Wilmot Collins, a Liberian refugee who's vying for the Democratic nomination to challenge Daines in 2020, tweeted, quote, "I served this country for over 20 years in the United States Armed Forces. Does Steve Daines think I should go back to where I came from too?" end quote. Collins later posted a video recounting one of his early days in Montana, when he says a vandal spray-painted on his door, quote, "go back to Africa."
This kind of behavior is inevitable from vandals in the night or anonymous online commenters, but not from a U.S. senator.
Collins is calling on Daines to apologize for questioning the loyalty of the four Democratic representatives. John Muse, a veteran and engineer from Loma, also seeking the Democratic nod, called Daines a, quote, "divider whose policies weaken America," unquote, and likened him to regime leaders in North Korea and Saudi Arabia. Daines' post fared a bit better on Facebook, albeit with fewer interactions. One commenter there thanked Daines for his loyal support of the president and for sticking up for America. Daines' tweet is also catching attention in real life. Yellowstone Public Radio reporter Olivia Rheingold spoke with Billings gunsmith Jerome Hall, a veteran who describes himself as a Trump supporter. He says he doesn't take the president's tweets too seriously and adds Trump likely meant the four women should go back to their home states. As for Daines' tweet,
yeah, I actually saw that today and I was reading that a lot of Montanans are saying Daines needs to be kicked out and people don't want him reelected, and he's doing what he was hired to do by the people of Montana. The people that voted him in are now the ones saying he needs to leave because he supports Trump, all because he supports Trump. If it would have been a different candidate, then like if Hillary would have posted that, everybody would be freaking out, cheering her on.
Daines is up for re-election. Does this tweet, like, did he already have your support? Does this tweet change anything?
I haven't decided on who I'm voting for yet. I want to look into their stances on other stuff. Social media is social media. Everybody takes it as the word of God, and it's not. I post stupid stuff on Facebook all the time, and that's just because it's funny. So I'm more worried about what he plans on spending the budget on. That's what I'm looking at.
By Tuesday evening, Twitter likes for Daines' tweet at 53,000, outnumbered comments at 26,000. A fundraising letter from the Montana Republican Party sent out Tuesday morning features the tweet. Potential Democratic challengers Wilmot Collins and John Muse are also using it to leverage donations. A spokesperson for Daines wrote YPR that Americans agree with Daines' take and that he values feedback from all Montanans. Late Monday afternoon, Montana's Democratic Senator John Tester tweeted, quote, "We should be able to disagree on policy and politics without devolving into divisive, hateful rhetoric. President Trump's comments are reprehensible and far beneath the office of the presidency," unquote. By Tuesday afternoon, that tweet had garnered 1,300 likes. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette.